This is a Football Friday edition of Dirt and Sprague.
There's glory in the legends of this hard-muscle life. And there's poetry in each season made of sweat and strife.
Dirt and Sprague on Football Friday.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app, follow 1080 The Fan, and enable push notifications to get the latest on the Ducks, Beavers, Blazers, and more.
All I know is, you mess with me, you got problems.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, let's do this. Final hour. Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan. 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube.
Good morning, YouTube.
Holy catfish!
We're here. We're having a great time.
How do you like me now?
I like you a lot, Kirkers. I like you a lot.
Kali Akmanis.
Yeah. He's playing tonight against the Huskies. It's a stud, dude.
We're spending way too much time trying to figure out how to say his last name for a quarterback that...
This guy better live up to the hype tonight. That's all I say.
What hype?
He's the Kali Akmanis
hype. Name
hype? Have you not seen the billboards in New York City? The Kali Akmanis billboards?
Okay.
The Norwegian wonder? The Greek wonder? What are we calling him?
That'd be a good nickname.
We do have a lot to get to. Spring in line coming up at 8:30. Get your fake sponsors in. And that is to the Vancouver Ford text line, 503-864-6326. I'm sweating out who I'm going to take, and I'm lost. I'm a lost puppy in the wilderness, and we'll see who I land
on. It's probably sickening enough to people who don't gamble to listen to this show at times. The commercial breaks are worse.
Every
it's
commercial
Dirt
break.
Talking to himself as if he's talking to me. Jags.
I'm looking for validation.
Am I really going to do the Jags again? Jags, am I really going to do the Jags? And then if I chime in, instead of like going, that's the other side of the argument.
No.
He kind of doubles down on himself, even though he's questioning himself out loud.
Even though I'm a horrible gambler.
He goes, I think I'm going to have to take the Jags. I'm like, you sure?
Yeah.
And then he gives me the reasons. I don't know what to do at this point.
I do have to P1 Harley on the YouTube chat. I thought we were buddies. I've supported your Falcons all year. We've been dirty burdened together. I was the voice for you with Jason Kelce when he was wrongfully on our ESPN channels. Get him off my broadcast. I thought we were in lockstep. You texting in Giants 5.5 was a lock. Too far. Too far and too soon. Okay, we're just going to leave it at that.
The only missed field goal of the man's career from 50 or more, and it happened to be...
I can't catch a break.
...when you gambled on him to make it. He's kicked, I think, over 15-plus of those field goals in his career, minimum.
He made like an 84-yarder last night and made it look easy. Like he was hitting a 60-degree wedge and stuck it to 5 feet.
And the one time you gambled on him to make it,
he missed the kick.
That was hilarious.
I can't catch a break.
I hated laughing about you, but I'm sorry.
Chuckle away. It's okay. We'll see if I can right the ship at 8:30. Let's get to the NFL pressure cooker, shall we? You guys got your pressure cookers all set? Nothing beats a good pressure cooker. Rainy day. Don't got to worry about cooking. Just sitting in there. Ooh, I see what you did there. I like it.
Who is Ice Baby in the NFL right now? I'm worried it's going to be the Ravens after this weekend.
I think it is the guy who wears a lot of ice when he wins big games, and he's smoking that Joe Burrow. And is there anybody that takes the top of the pressure cooker over the winless Cincinnati Bengals playing the Carolina Panthers this weekend?
You cannot be losing to the Red Rifle.
Like, I mean, what do we say, seriously, Monday, if they lose this game?
They're done.
To Carolina.
No, like, I know most people probably have them in that category because, historically speaking, they are.
0-3 number's not good.
You drop to 0-4 and look bad against the Panthers, your season's over. And, like, what are we talking about with the Bengals?
Zach Taylor's head's on a swivel.
I think that's a fair point.
They might fire him if this is a disaster of a year.
So far, yeah.
And they still, by the way, haven't signed their star wide receiver to a long-term contract, and T. Higgins is going to leave in the offseason.
Because he's on a tag.
Because their owner is cheap as hell. So they take the cake. I'm curious for both of you, because we can all agree on number one. It has to be the Bengals.
Yes.
Who is number two? Is it an easy pick for you in the NFL pressure cooker this weekend?
You know, last weekend, who did I say?
I
said the Lions, and the Lions ended up winning.
They were
my pressure cooker last
week.
They
lived up to the hype. You gambled on that game, and they covered the number. Does my Jags take stand if they don't have enough fans to be pressure cooked?
I mean, they're cooked. They're 0-3.
We already tossed them out. They're not even under a pressure cooker anymore.
What is the season?
Chicken burnt.
I think the percentage you make at the playoffs is under 10%.
Yeah. And of a lot of the teams that you think that they could turn it around, Cincinnati, at least there's a small part of your brain that's like, I've seen him get off to slow starts and have a good end of the year. You win this weekend. Like, all right. You can find your way back into the race, maybe. I do think all hope is lost on Jacksonville.
Really?
As a contender and as a playoff team, But I guess if you win this weekend, maybe the narrative's different. So Jacksonville could be in the pressure cooker.
I'll give you one that's... Well, I think conversely, you could go the other way.
Houston?
They're interesting.
Yeah.
They haven't been overly impressive. Now, they're super banged up. Nico's been limited this week. Their running backs aren't practicing. It doesn't look like they're going to play again this week. They're an interesting one. I'll go a little outside of the box. Falcons.
Ooh, good pick. I like that.
1-2.
Yeah.
You know, look, back and forth games of the Mahomes and you're losing to Mahomes. That happens to everybody in the NFL.
They also very easily could have lost to Philly. It could be 0-3 if we're going to do the woulda, coulda, shoulda game.
Yeah, 2-minute drill kind of wins you the Philly game randomly and nobody expected it. And conversely, you had an opportunity to win that game against Kansas City on Sunday Night Football and yet choked it away.
Two different drives, two different opportunities.
I'm kind of looking at Atlanta, who came in with expectation, veteran quarterback. I don't think they play Penix even if they lose this weekend to the Saints, but pressure. Yeah, there's got to be pressure in Atlanta.
I think that's a really good underrated pick for the weekend because that is a team that, and myself included, had very high expectations. You brought, like, the one missing link that they had was quarterback, and they addressed it this offseason. If you fall, divisional matchup, you fall to 1-3, which, by the way, I mentioned earlier in the show, their next game is Thursday night, so they got to play a short week against Tampa. You go into that game at 1-3, oof.
I'll give you one more,
and
I don't think it's one that's going to stick out a lot for people. It's kind of a pressure cooker more for a player, I think, than a franchise. I'm looking at the desert. And if Kyler Murray and the Cardinals fall to the Commies, you have the Niners next week, and then you're at San Francisco and at Green Bay, and then you're at home against the Chargers, who has Harbaugh. And I think it's going to start to build if he doesn't win this weekend, and then you lose to San Francisco, and it just compiles.
Yeah.
I think you're going to start to hear, oh, Kyler is a franchise guy, huh? Because I watched that Detroit game closely.
It was not.
It was him fading away throwing footballs because they got to him, and he's too small to step into throws.
Yeah, not
so
pretty.
So I think I'm pressure cooking Kyler Murray.
Kyler Murray? Okay. Anybody else you want to throw in the cooker?
I have a coach, Eberflus.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Can I throw Caleb Williams in there, too? Can Caleb Williams be in there yet?
No.
Is it too soon for that?
No.
They're playing the Rams this weekend. The Rams aren't very good.
The Rams are a shell of themselves.
I have nobody. I'm going to be biased.
That offense can't show any signs of improving. Yeah, I think Eberflus is
still too soon.
I'm going to be biased here.
The lid's closed, okay?
I'm almost to a point with their season where I'm like, absolving what's happening.
Mm.
Their offensive line doesn't block. What would you want any quarter? Like Mahomes in the Super Bowl with two down linemen look like what?
He can only make one.
He doesn't have five.
He can make one read, and if it's not there, then he's got to start running for his
and
life.
Then he's scrambling. I think you nailed it with that game. I think it's the coach because
the guy they should have never brought back in the first place?
Yes.
They should have hired an offensive-minded head coach to come in and coach Caleb Williams. Now you're going to have to fire his head coach 1 year into his career, and he's got to play for another head coach going into year two, and you're making the same mistake all these other bad franchises make? Is that why?
I think Swag nailed it. I think it's an Eberflus pressure cooker.
I like that.
They're favored. Why are they favored with what you've seen from them? I know the Rams are hurt. The Rams have Stafford and McVay. And they just beat the Niners. So they could be walking into a bear trap. Or, I say out loud again, I'm gambling on the Rams. Because why is Chicago favored against almost anybody?
Anybody can run the ball in the Colts. They couldn't run the ball in the Colts. Yeah, that's a valid point. Ravens are another candidate for this. Obviously, they got a big game on Sunday night. And they slightly pulled themselves out of the cooker last week with a win over Dallas. One more win this weekend. You're back to .500.
Almost
choked it away. I'm going to give you one other. And I've actually contemplated gambling on this game. I'm not going to do it because my wood's not big enough.
Who are you pressuring?
Who's the big wood still in here?
No, my wood's not in there. Just looking the part is the team that I have viewed as always being the best in the NFC. Go do what you're supposed to do this weekend, 49ers. Kittle's back. Losing that game was pretty inexcusable last weekend. The Rams are not good. And defensively, you couldn't come up with stops in multiple times when you needed it. Purdy had a decent, I'd say better than decent. He had a really good game, I thought, last week. And so you should be 2-1, but you're 1-2. Christian McCaffrey's not coming back anytime soon.
How healthy is their defense? That's
well, that's the big
you're
one.
Playing the Patriots. Like, I'm just saying it shouldn't matter. Like, I know you're not going to lose this game. At least, you know, if you do, holy hell, disaster mode. Just like, go out and win a comfortable game the way that you should and be 2-2, and then everybody breathes a sigh of relief.
Stafford is better than Brissett, but like, not even close. You would have looked at the Rams offense a week ago and said, you don't have a problem, and they did.
It's 2-2 Atwell.
Their biggest problem is their defense.
Yeah.
That's going to be a dumb game.
Brandon Staley's on their staff now.
Caution everybody.
Yeah.
That's going to be a dumb game. It's going to be 7-6 late second quarter, and you're not going to know why.
You telling me to not lay the big wood?
Today I'm laying the big wood.
Do whatever you want.
Should I lay my wood? You guys want my wood?
Pressure cooker is there. Seattle's got a big Monday night matchup against Detroit. Arizona could beat the Commies potentially. Yeah. And we mentioned the Rams with an opportunity in Chicago. Massive game for Shanahan and company. Like, McCaffrey's speaking German as we speak. So,
he is, yeah.
Like, he's not going to be back for a while. Debo's probably a week or two away. You are getting Kittle back, but defensively, just awful.
Bad.
Awful last Bad. Weekend.
Anybody else? Is that everybody we want to throw in the cooker? We got all our ingredients in. Let it cook over the weekend.
Dallas was on it going into last night.
Definitely on it last night.
And I think I had one more.
Okay. You got to get that last little pinch of salt in there.
Yeah. Hold on. Give me a second.
A salt, I want to make sure. Pepper.
The Dolphins? I
mean, McDaniel. I don't think you're going to fire him, but like, if you're an offensive guru, how many offensive gurus that you'd put in that category have done it with other quarterbacks?
You're
He's got a Pro Bowler
Tennessee
a quarterback now,
on
too.
Monday night.
He has zero evidence that he can do this without Tua.
Yeah.
Like, the record is atrocious without Tua.
I know he just signed an extension in the offseason, but that's one of those, like, you know, at some point, the fun gimmick wears out if you're not winning games that matter. And it's not necessarily his fault because his quarterback's down, but
you got to be able to have some quarterback play.
A pulse of an offense.
Tim Boyle is not your answer there, dude.
No, he's not. All right, there's
what about the Jets against Bo. Bo going in there, carving up the Jets.
Dude, I've looked at that line. I've contemplated
again. Is everything gambling for you?
I've contemplated again.
Is everything gambling for you? Are you okay? By the way, you had a great year. I had a great year a couple years ago.
Competition problem.
You know what happens?
You
tend to suck the next year.
Not me, man. I'm a genius. I'm going to figure this out. I got my algorithms.
I know you think that about yourself, and that's why you're dealing with this.
I'm immune to slumps, all right? I need a slump buster, and this is my slump buster week. Let's take a look at the weekend in college football, some of the other interesting notes, including one game that's not getting talked about and what it means for one program. We'll dive into that next on 1080 The Fam.
I love the football hot takes you give.
Oh, we got takes everywhere, baby. My picks are locked in. Winners, chicken dinners coming up 10 minutes from now.
It's the fakest confidence you will hear on the radio. Oh,
dude,
is dirt right there.
This is the week it all turns around.
That's everybody's last thought.
It's so far a masterpiece.
Thank you.
If I do say so myself.
And then Vegas is going to be like,
I would agree.
Wish my boot right up your ass.
That will happen. Bears fans chiming in, please throw the bag at Lincoln Riley for next season.
Yeah, so an interesting little hot take you gave. I jokingly said, if the Bengals fired Taylor, who would they get? Do you go defense, offense thing? And I threw DeBoer. Just joking. And Turk goes, oh, without a doubt, he's going to the NFL.
That guy's jumping at some point. Mark my words. That guy will be an NFL coach in the next...
Oh, what's the over-under? 2.5.
Oh, 2.5.
Because they
tough.
Might have success. They
God,
Georgia
that's
this
tough.
Weekend. Get his a natty.
Under. Screw it. I'll go under.
Wow.
I think that was part of the reason he left for Alabama. He knew his team was going to take a major step back in Seattle this year.
He definitely knew that.
Because he couldn't recruit there, and all, you know, all those players that he inherited were going to be gone. And so he knew they were going to take a step back. Let me go continue to win. And he's like, somebody's going to throw a bag at him in the NFL. If he wins at a high level,
they're a bag at Alabama.
Well, I'm saying, would you rather be an NFL coach now or a college coach? You got players that are leaving teams 3 weeks
NFL.
Into the season. It's not even close.
NFL.
So I get to go in and coach. Like, if I get to coach Joe Burrow, Cincinnati calls me and offers me that job, and you lock up Ja'Marr Chase long term, and I got Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. What if Chicago offers you that job? I got to go coach Caleb Williams and those weapons. I'm taking that job.
Chicago might be cursed.
They could be cursed.
I'm ready. I'm close to saying they're cursed.
Could be cursed. I did want to take a quick look at the college football weekend. Can I give you a random factoid on a game that will likely not be of any interest? I just find the program interesting. Tomorrow
Peek-a-boo.
At 12:30 on CBS.
Okay.
USC hosts Wisconsin. Not a very interesting game for many people.
I have not a lot of interest in that.
15.5 point spread, pretty sizable. USC heavy, heavy favorite coming off the loss to Michigan.
It's not going well for Fickell.
And that's the stat that I wanted to give you. prior to, in the, so now going into this game, Wisconsin will be an underdog in for the fourth time in their last 10 games.
Mm-hmm.
Previous to those, that stretch, they had been an underdog only four times in their previous 64 games.
Hmm.
So it's just an interesting look at that program who made a hire that was universally applauded. Of like, that's a good hire. He's a Big Ten guy, makes sense. From Ohio State pedigree. Okay, Luke Fickell coming to town. This is going to be a great hire for Wisconsin. Last year did not go well. And this year, yeah, their quarterback got hurt, but they're 2-1, got embarrassed by Bama. And I expect them to lose this weekend to USC.
I hope the kid's okay. I mean, no disrespect. Their quarterback was Tyler Van Dyke.
Tyler Van Dyke was your answer in year two.
I didn't think him playing against Bama was going to change much of that result.
I don't know. He's trying to do, though, a complete philosophical football culture change up there.
I mean, we're
talking, that the right move, though? I think that's the question.
I think, to our show's credit, I don't always toot the horn where Colin was right. We applauded Wisconsin for getting him. Yeah. I looked at it the other way.
When they hired his OC, the air raid guy.
Why would you go to Wisconsin? You want to run that offense? Great, go do it. Wisconsin?
Yeah.
And you know, it seemed like at the get-go, he got this quarterback, and then he got some transfer wide receivers from North Carolina who air raided. And then you watched him, and you said, there's no air raid. They're trying to run because they can't throw. Luke Fickell got a lot of flowers and kudos for what he did at Cincinnati and reviving his coaching career after the Ohio State situation.
First G5 to make a playoff.
I'm almost to a point where I'm ready to say he probably looks in the mirror and goes, why the hell did I do this?
I had a good thing going there.
Well, not just Cincinnati. Yeah. Like, think about what's opened up post. I think we go look at the jobs that have opened.
Yeah, how many of those would you rather have?
I just very bizarre. I thought it was a bizarre pick by him, not them. And so far, that's absolutely how it's playing out. He cannot air raid.
No.
Breaking news, you get Cheddar and Brott kids
in
the state, and it gets cold.
Yeah.
Run the football. But he wants to throw, but now I think he's realizing that's harder to do at Wisconsin.
Yeah, just an interesting fit. I saw that stat earlier this week, and that's one of those games. You're probably not going to watch much. USC should blow them out because Wisconsin's not very good this year.
I'm not going to say, I'm not going to go there.
Yeah, I mean, maybe not. Maybe it's funky.
Virginia Tech Miami point.
Very fair.
Maybe it's a little clunky. I think USC should win the game.
Yeah. Are we high on the turd factory that is going to be Oklahoma State, Kansas State after their performances last weekend in a pivotal Big 12 game early on in the season? Oklahoma State lost to a backup quarterback in Utah, and Kansas State went on the road and outgained BYU. What did Pate tell us this week? By like 200 yards or something, and lost the game by 31 points.
Yeah, that game didn't make any sense.
Made zero sense whatsoever.
Yeah, because I'm going to point out a couple things here. I've seen Kansas State now a few times. The BYU game, which we alerted you to last week, of that was the upset alert. And then also their game against, who was it?
Arizona.
Arizona on a Friday night.
Yep.
Their quarterback is a great athlete. Also, kind of a little not with it in certain situations.
Boneheaded mistakes for a young quarterback. Avery Johnson, yep.
Yeah, so watch that. The second thing is Oklahoma State. I watched a huge portion of that Utah game. It's like 150 degrees. I can't believe Oklahoma State is this.
Yeah.
It's not just that you didn't live up to hype. They just don't look very good.
No.
Utah kind of dominated them. They had a push late. Oklahoma State's bread and butter all offseason was who? It was Ollie Gordon. All we heard, the offensive line, the returning everybody. Do you know where they rank right now in the Big 12 in rushing offense?
I'd imagine it's not good if you're giving me the stat.
14th.
Yeah.
They don't even average 100 yards on the ground.
It's not like they've played a murderer's row schedule either.
They've got an old-ass quarterback that's not making much of a difference, and the one thing they were known for going into the year is atrocious. So, like, I am interested, I guess, in the does this eliminate one team in the Big 12 title race?
Could be a second loss for one of them, yeah.
I'm taking Kansas State.
Yeah, I would,
I think
too.
Kansas State is climbing over Gundy.
Yeah,
the rushing totals, it's 240 on the ground per game for Kansas State because of Avery Johnson.
And it's in Manhattan, too.
And it's, yeah, Manhattan's a rowdy place.
Any chance at an upset? Illinois-Penn State, are we there on Bielema? It's a 4:30 NBC game. They're undefeated. They're a 20-point underdog in that game. Too big of a spread? No.
What did you make of Friday? I watched half of that game at a restaurant bar.
I mean, they were Illinois. They, you know, physical, ran the ball, but probably should have lost. So
their weapons looked good when I looked up in the first
half. I haven't seen a lot of Penn State this season, so I don't know if it's if they're a legitimate top 10 team.
I had a funny thing.
Or if it's one of those things where we just expect them to be a top 10
team. Yeah, coming into the preseason hype. I mean, they had the nice win over West Virginia in week one, and that's what a lot of people are hanging their hat on.
Looking all that impressive.
No, and they haven't played anybody since then.
Our buddy Carter Baines, who used to work for Beaver Blitz, he now works for 24/7. He put together his Big Ten power ranking quarterbacks list.
Ooh, where did Illinois rank?
Well, Altmaier. Altmaier
is... He's a good little quarterback.
Fifth.
Okay.
Number one. Drew Aller. Over Dylan Gabriel. Over Will Howard. Over Raiola. And you know where Miller Moss was?
I mean, that's not that controversial when you really think about it. Like, Gabriel's numbers are good.
You take Aller over Gabriel?
I'm not saying I would take him over him, but, like, if I watching them the first couple of weeks, like, Gabriel's numbers were good, but let's not act like they were functioning at a high level. He had a really good game against Oregon State, but those numbers were misleading the first 2 weeks of the season.
He has, maybe you guys agree with him more than me. I feel like Miller Moss has actually been really good.
He had a rough, the pick six was rough this past weekend.
I get it. Also, offensive line has not been stellar.
No.
But he had Miller Moss eighth. But I saw the Aller number one thing, and I was like, what?
Is he finally living up to the hype? We'll find out.
He's got Maryland's quarterback ranked higher than Raiola and Miller Moss. Do you know who Maryland's quarterback is?
I could not name either quarterback off the top of my head. It is no longer Tua's brother. That's all that I know.
No, it's Billy Edwards Jr.
I mean, come on, catch the fever. How do you not know that? Last but not least for the...
Sounds like a telepreacher.
It does.
He's got the Rutgers
give me the give Jesus the money to Billy.
Billy Edwards Jr., save me!
Get you to heaven. Oregon, UCLA, we talked about earlier, 8 o'clock. Which game ends up being better in capturing more of our attention?
That's because Baby Billy was a really funny character.
He was a great character.
Righteous Gemstones.
Washington State on the road at Boise State, which, by the way, the line now down south of a touchdown, so money's coming in on the Cougs, or Arizona-Utah. Which game captures more of our attention Saturday night?
Cougs. Cougs at Boise, Boise Blue okay. Turf, Jane okay.
T. That has Mateer. A potential to just be cuckoo for Cocoa
Does that
Puffs.
Not okay. sound like a Varsity Blues sequel?
On
Mateer
blue
versus
turf.
Jane T.
It does, doesn't it?
Jane T coming. Get him, Mateer.
Get him, Jane T.
Come on.
Okay. All right. Just wanted to throw that out
Arizona's
there.
Arizona's
Arizona, Utah could be a dud.
I could see Utah actually having a little bit of a letdown
especially
in making this
if,
a game.
If Rising can
doesn't
play
yeah.
and is effective.
It's Zach Wilson's brother, Isaac.
That's their back. Yeah. Yeah, the quarterback. So there you go. There's your little weekend
Which one
preview.
Is it for you? Why did you ask that? I feel like that's an easy answer.
Yeah.
Isn't it Cougs Boise State?
It is Cougs Boise State for me, too.
Arizona's been kind of disappointing.
Even
I just don't know what to make of Utah with a backup quarterback.
Like, even if somebody gets up like 17 points in that game, you're not turning it off.
Definitely
if
not
Utah
turning it off.
Utah gets up 17 on Arizona, it's over.
That'll be a big one where you're watching, you know, one of those games on a big screen, two of them on a jumbo screen, or you got four going at the same time. Saturday night's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait.
Fafita just, and I don't blame him. It's just lock on to T-Mac.
Yeah, if they can defend T-Mac.
But that Morgan Scalley
They are off
defense.
A bye. They are off a bye.
Yeah.
Off a bye.
But the Scalley defense was filthy last
No
week.
Doubt about it. There you go. There's your weekend. A little preview right there. We'll see if all of the football lives up to the hype. Let's lose some money or win some money. Spring in the line is next. Get your fake sponsors in. 503-864-6326. Do some gambling next.
Sprague in the line.
Sprague in the line.
Sprague in the line.
Sprague in the line.
See what we got here today, boys. Spragging the line brought to you by delusional OSU fans that believe the new Pac-12 is a Power 5 conference. Even a Sprague pick is more realistic. Chance of actually panning out. Spragging the line brought to you by a boot up your ass. That is what you should get for taking the betting advice from Sprague.
Well, I can wish my boot right up your ass.
Spragging the line brought to you by Wilbur's Western Warehouse, where a boot up your ass is a preferable to following Sprague's picks.
Well, I could wish my boot right up your ass.
Spring and Line brought to you by NIL. Just like a Sprague pick, you show up, lay it down, it doesn't pay out. Sorry, Bubba.
I'll scissor kick his gizzard.
Spring and Line brought to you by Sprague's wife. She was considering a merger with him in bed last night, but was insulted by the size of his offer.
She probably should have said no until I did it better.
Right in the butt.
Sprague Line brought to you by Randomly Smelling Weeds. Sprague can smell a grow house from a quarter mile away, but he can't sniff a winning pick. I don't know if I can say this on the air, but I'm going to go ahead and test it out.
We got a dumb button alert.
Sprague and the Line brought to you by the Rutgers quarterback. Just like his name's mispronunciation, Sprague picks lick man ass.
Yeah.
Sprague and the Line brought to you by the good people of Oakland, California. The only people in the world more disappointed and let down this morning are the ones who regularly place these picks.
We just like to be around naked people today.
I like being around naked people, too. All right. Here's the records. It's ugly. Sprague had a nice weekend, 2-1.
Felt like a 3-0. That's how bad we've been.
That propped you up to 5-7 on the year. You're within shouting distance of 500.
Well,
you were a 3-0 weekend away from being above 500.
We'll see.
Swag and I went 1-2. That puts your record, Jason Swaggart, at 4-8 on the year.
After a 3-0 start, that's 1-8.
And I am now at after another 1-2 weekend at 3-9, bringing up the rear. And this is the weekend of change. I hit on the Chiefs, lost on the Saints and the Raiders. Dear God, what a bad pick! You hit on the under in the Steelers and Chargers game, and on the Lions -3 against the Cardinals, lost on the Bucks against the Broncos.
Yeah, thank you, Baker, for showing up.
And Swag went all Pac-12, old Pac-12 picks. Hit on Oregon State against Purdue, and then Arizona State lost outright to Texas Tech, and Cal did not cover the number and did not win against Florida State. So that is who we all selected. Sprague, T-Box is yours after a 2-1 weekend.
Yeah, I'm gonna start with an over here, Bob. A lot of unders over this season.
Bubba's
so far
going with an over
in the NFL. I'm heading to the desert, Andrew, where I have watched the Washington Commies play enough this season to conclude that defense blows. I also have watched Arizona play. That defense, Buda Baker practice, but that defense ain't great. I know they're coming on a short week. They played on Monday Night Football, and they beat that Joe Burrow. But I think the Cardinals are going to play better offensively, and they're not facing quite the pass rush that they faced against Detroit. So I'm going to actually expect, and Marvin Harrison Jr. was limited, but he practiced. That was encouraging. There may be no Trey McBride. That's a little troubling. However, the Commies' defense has given up 30. The Cardinals' defense is giving up 28.
Yeah.
Bob, we combined are going to go over 50. The Commies and the Cardinals, over 50.
Okay, pick number one. Swag, where are you going?
We'll start tonight. I have done so well on the big PP picks, let's...
Riding the big PP.
We're going to ride the big PP out to Piscataway, New Jersey. The line has come down. The last I checked,
that's a long big pee-pee ride, man. That is a long, that's a couple hours. Could be sore.
It's now, so I don't know if we're going to go with what we did yesterday. We all right over there?
What are we talking about?
I don't know. The line I got, and you can check if you got something else. I have Rutgers -1.5.
Rutgers -1.5. Okay.
I will go with, the Scarlet.
The Scarlet Knights
yes.
tonight?
Okay.
Well, you are very confident in 1 point.
Just questioning
spread.
1 point. Yeah. I think.
Well, I
maybe?
Think it was 2.5 yesterday when yeah. we did the big pee-pee picks. So.
I believe it was. Okay, there you go. There's your first pick. All right.
I didn't expect that.
Did not see that coming at all. Okay, first pick for me. I have gone, there's been back-to-back obvious things the last 2 weeks, and I haven't bet either of them. My co-host has, and he's won both those bets, and it's just made me livid. 2 weeks ago, it was the Bucks +7.5 in Detroit, and I'm like, what this makes? What are we doing here?
Thank
they won
that.
Outright. You won on that pick. Last week, all week, I'm like, how do the Chargers and Steelers hit the over? Neither of them can score. Now, it came down to about 2 yards away, but the under did hit. I have had that same pick all week, and I'm not passing it up this week. I know the favorites on it. The masses are asses. I don't care, dude.
You don't care.
Steelers -1.5 against the Colts. Make it make sense to me. Anthony Richardson sucks. He's got twice as many picks as touchdowns. The Steelers have the best defense in the NFL. Make it make sense. Steelers -1.5.
I will make it make sense. 86% of the bets. Or the money is on the Steelers. 74% of the bets are on the Steelers.
That's right. You're damn right.
How's the public doing?
We're doing great. The public's doing great this year. Okay. It's a great year for the public.
All right. I will go to my second pick. I am going to go to the ATL Shouty. Everything about the math right now suggests Saints. Who dat say they going to beat them Saints? +2.5 on the road against Kirkers and the Falcons, who are 1-2? Why? Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm going to fade the logic. I'm taking Falcons -2.5.
You
need to
birds.
Win by a field goal. Dirty Birds and Saints actually gets kind of testy, gets interesting.
Yeah.
I like this spot for the Falcons because everybody's in on the Saints right now. That's why this is sub a field goal. I'm going to take it while it's good, walk off field goal, or better, I'm going to take the Falcons and those weapons to actually keep the Saints cooling down a little bit. I think the Saints got a little exposed against the Eagles. I like the Falcons. Jesse Bates in the secondary picking off a Derek Carr pass. I'm taking Falcons minus 2.5.
Okay, swag pick number 2.
I will stick in college. I am sticking with my preseason prognostication. They had a bye week. They were coming off a good win. They're still building. I really like what Dan Lanning and his staff do with off weeks. They are that. That grill at UCLA is going to be full. They are cooking everything. Everybody's going to eat for the Ducks. Lay the 25.5.
25.5. Okay. Pick number 2 for me. I'm going to go to Sunday Night Football. And look, I've been on this team. I think they're better than their record indicates. They had no business losing the game in week 2. They were a quarter of an inch away from potentially beating the Kansas City Chiefs on opening night. And I think they found their groove a little bit last week. I'm not freaked out by the way they played in the fourth quarter. This is the best game, you could argue, in all of football for the entire weekend. Georgia-Bama is the only one that comes close. Mm. They're at home in this game. I think they have more of a sense of urgency because of the start of the year. I love the way they ran the football last week. I know Buffalo's playing awesome, and the Bills have been one of the stories early on in the NFL season. I love the Ravens this weekend, man. I think they're going to be able to run the ball. It's a big win for them, a big statement for them to announce we're still here in the AFC race. And I'm taking the Ravens minus 2.5 on Sunday night. Yeah, that's about how I feel right now. Perfect encapsulation.
Final pick, sadly. I hate doing this, but I got to do it because I like the line. We're going to have to wait till Monday to conclude my Spraggan line pick. I am getting a hook. Have you seen the injury report for the Detroit Lions? They have no Ragnow this week. We'll see what happens with Skipper, their tackle, but he wasn't practicing yesterday. They're banged up in Detroit, and they look a little weird still. There's some Jared Goff stuff, narrative stuff forming on the media side. I get the Seahawks, who have played the Lions rather well, and I know the Seahawks have also been a little banged up this week, but DK's playing, Geno's playing, offensive line is okay. I think defensively, McDonald with Witherspoon and Woolen, I'm taking the Seahawks with the hook. I'll bite. Sure. I'm in on this one. I'd Seahawks plus 3.5.
Good numbers historically in Detroit, I feel like, too. I feel like they always play well in that building. Swag, last pick.
We'll go to the NFL. And the Bengals and Panthers defenses have been suspect all season long. Now that the Panthers made the switch at quarterback, they can at least move the ball and score.
No Thielen.
The number's only 47 on this.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is one of those exciting bad football games, and they will go over 50. I'll take the over 47.
Over 47.5, 47. Okay. Last one for me in the NFL is a pick that makes no sense. I don't know why I'm doing it, but I'm lost, and I needed to get creative here. Underdogs are 5.5 or more points, and I learned this the hard way last night. Are dominant this year in the NFL. I think the number now is like 15-2 against the spread. And so I told myself after having the best kicker in the NFL miss a kick that cost me a bet, I now need to, as punishment, gamble on one of these 5.5-point underdogs. It's just the way the world has to work. It's synergy. And so I threw a dart at a board, and I landed on the Jags plus 6.5 against the Texans. I'm not going to give you any reason other than the Texans haven't looked great, and they're kind of banged up right now. It's a very low-confidence pick, but I will wrap up my Sprague in the line with Jacksonville plus 6.5 against the Texans.
I have a competition problem.
Yeah, this is the week. This is the week! It all turns around.
Could be the Doug Peterson fired game.
No, it's not. No, it's not, damn it. No, it's not. Here we go. I'm on Steelers minus 1.5, Ravens minus 2.5, Jags plus 6.5, Sprague, Colts, Commanders over a 50, Falcons minus 2.5.
Commies, Cardinals.
Oh, what did I say?
You said Colts, Commanders.
Oh, I said Colts, Cardinals, Commanders. My apology. Over 50, Falcons minus 2.5, and the Seahawks plus 3.5. Swag is on Rutgers tonight minus 1.5, Oregon minus 25.5 tomorrow night, and then the Panthers, Bengals over of 47. Hold on here. Hold on. Spring and Line brought to you by Dave Grohl. Still more trustworthy than a Sprague pick.
that's brutal, man.
Yikes. He just had a kid. Spring and Line brought to you by Green Day. Wake us up when these terrible picks end.
When September ends.
Spring and Line brought to you by Sprague's House. He's so poor he can't afford a grill, so you're going to have to show up and cook on a hot plate.
You know what? You can come cook. My wife can serve you up. You're going to give me winners.
Give me winners. Yeah. Sounds good. All right. Let's close it up with some poll questions. Send you off on your weekend next on The Fam. There you go. Fist bumping your way into the weekend every single Friday. Before we get to our Monday headlines, which has now become a famous staple on the show.
Has it?
And people ask for it every week. I said, can't wait for your Friday. Your Monday headlines on Friday. Can't wait, dude. It's an award-winning segment.
I believe the hype will on Monday.
Yeah. What is more valuable to a local morning newscast to you, the traffic guy or the sports guy?
I knew what the answer was going to end up being.
59% say the traffic guy.
Yeah, and I get it. You like to see the grid.
People like the grid.
They like the visual
of it. The big grid, yeah. The reds, the yellows, right. What's the greens.
You like that? I like Nick Krupke. What do you want from me?
I want Nick Krupke on my morning news.
You know
my
what
morning
I mean?
News would be better with Nick Krupke on there. What else do we got here? Should our local weathermen have...
Hey, Daddy Dirt.
Hey, Nick Krupke. Should our local weathermen have their weather prediction stats posted like athletes?
Yes.
77% of you say yes, they should.
I want a trading card with Zaffino and Hill and Zaleski, and I want to turn it over, and it says 2022, Rod Hill is batting about a 33% being right prediction rate.
Right.
I want prediction rate percentage breakdown. How did they go for their years? And it's going to be like baseball trading cards. Put them in the spokes of bikes. Talk about, hey, you got the rookie Zaffino? Huh?
You got that guy? That's a good rookie card right there.
I got the 78 Zaleski.
If I paid you to do it, could you do the Weather Channel live hurricane reporting?
Yeah.
Would you want to try that?
If you
would
gave you me like, the science to say?
Yeah, like you could know the terminology, give you the terminology. Yes. Would you want to go stand out there with a mic and a hurricane?
Oh, would I want to?
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
No.
Could I? Yes.
I'm not putting on the hip waders and
you
all
you want to go wander around? I was watching a lot of that last night.
Did you see the guy?
I don't need to be like Jim Cantor.
He popped up on the Weather Channel just carrying a Trump flag.
Just running around with
just
flag.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
APN kickoff, should they be illegal? 65% of you say yes. The other 35% of you are wrong. Monday headline, go.
It's a stampede from Buffalo to New Orleans.
Ooh.
Damn it. That was my Super Bowl pick.
I'm going to go tied, rolled.
Oh, I like what you did there.
You see that?
You have Bitter X.
Yeah.
You couldn't beat him, so I think that's what...
Had to run from Dan. He was scared.
Yeah. the Bengals lose. Couldn't think of a good one.
God, don't lose to the Panthers, man.
We have an Ofer problem in Ofer, Cincy.
Yeah, we're Ofer.
Yeah. Ofer.
There you go. Good little show. If you missed it, go check the podcast, 1080thefan.com, at Dirt and Sprague at 1080thefan. Thanks for watching on YouTube. Like the video. Subscribe to the channel. Brady Henderson will join us Monday from Detroit ahead of the Monday night football game between the Seahawks and the Lions. Have a great weekend, everybody. Enjoy all the football. We'll talk to you Monday at 6 a.m. Colin is next. Listening to 1080 The Fan.